A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to the councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Back years ago, I used to be a rock climber. And one of the places I loved to climb was in Little Cottonwood Canyon, just outside of Salt Lake City. Beautiful hard granite rocks. It had one little drawback, though. A lot of rattlesnakes. Especially if you were on a climb on a cliff where no one had been for a while, and you come up over a little ledge, and all of a sudden, there's a little rattlesnake there telling you, "I don't want you here." Funny, though, what we found out is, if you bother them, they don't bother you. So they'll sit there, and they'll rattle, but you just climb right on past. Don't pay attention. Don't make any sudden moves, and they let you by. They never attack you, actually. They just threaten. You know why that is? They don't take you on. I mean, you're way too big for you to eat anyway. So why would they want to mess with you? They'll just cause them strife. They want to take on a little ground squirrel, you know, something tasty and can fit inside. I can't help thinking of that when I hear Jesus say, "Be wise as serpents." Especially when the reading ends with this great advice for preachers. This is truly good news for preachers. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. There are lots of people dying to hear the Word of God preached to them. And I think what Jesus is really saying is, sometimes you just shouldn't waste your time on preaching to people who don't want to hear it. Like a rattlesnake, don't get into that fight that you're not going to win. He's telling people, if you get persecuted in one town, move on. Walk away. There are plenty of towns in Israel needing to hear you. Go to the next one. This is advice, I think, for preaching today. We should use our words for people who want to hear it, people who are dying to hear it. And if people don't want to hear it, we don't have to force them. To be an effective preacher means getting to the right people, not getting into that knockdown, drag out fight, which isn't going to get anybody anything. And I think that's Jesus' words for today. And I think that is good news for the preacher.